Okay, good. So God is not a cell phone, you understand? But there's a connection that is not always perfect between us and Him. And that's what I want you to understand. That's what I want you to get out of that, if it makes it easier for you to understand. So this Greek word, henates, is used again, not many times in New Testament, but it is used again in this passage that you just heard today, in 4:13. Let me see what it says there. In 4:13, it says, God's people to prepare God's people for work of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Again, that's what Paul's talking about in that first passage. He says the unity of the Spirit, unity in the Spirit, and then the unity of everyone will come from that next. Okay? This is what Jesus is talking about in John, in chapter 17. He says, I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. I in them and you in me. I in each of them, in other words, and you in me. That's unity. So that therefore God is in you because you're in Jesus. Okay? So, see, the thing is, you can believe in God. You can say, oh, yeah, I know He's out there. I know there's a God. You can pray to Him. You say, oh, I'm in really trouble right now. You know, I need your help. You can ask Him for things. You can know that He's up there if you really get into a pinch. But until you have professed your faith and made Him Lord, trusting Him in your whole heart, obeying Him in all things, until you have done this and been baptized, you cannot be in unity with the Spirit. You cannot have that intimate, active, alive relationship with Jesus that believers enjoy. You cannot be in God. You know, miracles happen all the time. You heard about a miracle in the gospel today, Jesus walking on the water. They all saw it. But miracles continue to happen. You know, and we are the charismatic Episcopal Church. We believe that God still does unexplainable and miraculous things in our lives, and that we see them happen. But if we don't believe that He can or that He will anymore, then we miss His miracles that happen all the time. If we've decided that they don't happen, then why would you see them? Make sense? Okay. If you're not looking for them, you're not going to find them. Okay. But if we believe that God is not just sitting up there reading the paper with the universe on autopilot, that He's actively interested and involved in your life, then you'll see Him and see His works occur. And this is why we're baptizing Easton today. This is why. If Easton is taught about his active and alive faith, as he grows up, he will see the power of God himself in his life, and that immature child faith will become a mature faith as he grows up. And then it'll be like Ephesians talked about. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves, blown here and there by every wind of teaching and the cunning and craftiness of people and their infinite and deceitful scheming. Easton is inheriting eternal life today. Hallelujah. And you know what? It sounds funny, but that's the easy part. It wasn't easy for God, but it's easy for us. Okay? He will be allowed to receive His first communion today, the blood and body of Jesus. And this will help him grow in the unity of the Spirit. Okay? Eternal life he'll receive today. But that's the easy part. Helping him grow up in the unity of the Spirit is our job. That's not always so easy. It's because of that intermittent cell service, you know. As he grows up, he needs our prayers. We need to pray for you. Yes. He needs our example of what a Christian man or woman is supposed to be like and act like. He's going to need our advice from time to time. He's going to need our reminders that he is a child of God here in just a minute. He's going to need to be reminded that the Holy Spirit of God dwells inside of him in his heart. And that that same God desires a personal, intimate relationship with him. That's what we got to remind him of. It's that cell phone to God, you know. If we don't put in the effort to stay in touch with Him, no service. What do you know? But that's not His fault. It's ours. Unity in the Spirit means staying in touch with God, the Holy Spirit, doing what He says, trusting what He knows best, agreeing with Him, not just once, not just once upon a time, but throughout our lives. How are we going to baptize Easton? Well, it's simple. It's a process. You know, it comes from the Book of Common Prayer, 1979. Why will we baptize Easton? So that he will inherit eternal life. So that he will have the unity of the Spirit. So that he can know the power of God in his own life as he grows. Amen. Amen.